You ever price out a business class ticket just to see what the damage would be? Maybe you were booking a long cross-country trip, or you had a transatlantic leg coming up, and you thought, you know what? Let me just click that flagship business tab and see what happens. I'm Tower, and this is a tease on Radio Hangar. Today we're talking about what it actually costs to sit up front on American Airlines' Boeing 787 Dreamliner in 2026. Before we get into the numbers, today's show is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, so here's the deal. American operates its 787 fleet, both the Dash 8 and Dash 9 variants, on long-haul international routes and some premium domestic runs. Flagship business on the 787 gives you a reverse herringbone seat, direct aisle access, lie-flat capability. It's a genuine business-class product, not a dressed-up domestic first chair. Now, the pricing. And this is where it gets interesting, because the answer to how much does it cost is, as always in the airline world, it depends. For transatlantic routes, say Dallas-Fort Worth to London Heathrow or Philadelphia to Paris, Charles de Gaulle, you're looking at round-trip fares that typically start somewhere around $3,000 on the low end if you book well in advance and you're flexible on dates. That's the sale fare. The walk-up price or peak summer travel can push that north of $7,000, sometimes $8,000 round-trip. Trans-Pacific is a different animal. Routes like Dallas-Fort Worth to Tokyo-Narita, you're generally starting around $4,000 to $5,000 round-trip, and premium season pricing can climb above $10,000 without breaking a sweat. Here's what you need to know if you're comparing this to the competition. American's flagship business on the 787 is competitive with what Delta offers on their Airbus A350 and what United runs on their 787-9 with Polaris. The hard product, the actual seat, is comparable across all three. Where American has been working to close the gap is in the soft product, the food, the service, the lounge experience. They've invested in their flagship lounges and flagship first dining at key hubs, which business class passengers get access to on international itineraries. For those of us who fly general aviation, you might be wondering why this matters. Well, a lot of us are also airline passengers. We fly ourselves on Tuesday and fly commercial on Thursday. And understanding what the airlines charge for premium cabins gives you a sense of the revenue dynamics driving the industry. When American decides to retrofit its 787 fleet or adjust route networks, those business class fares are a huge part of why. Premium cabin revenue on wide-body international flights is where the real margin lives for these carriers. Economy fills the plane. Business class pays the bills. The other angle worth noting is the mileage game. American's A-Advantage program lets you book these same flagship business seats for around 57,500 miles one way on off-peak transatlantic awards, up to 85,000 on peak dates. If you're strategic about earning and burning miles, that $3,000 to $8,000 ticket can effectively cost you a fraction of the cash price. A lot of pilots I know play this game very well. One more thing. If you're considering this product, pay attention to which 787 variant you're on. The Dash 9 has a slightly updated cabin on some of American's newer deliveries, and seat configuration can vary. Check SeatGuru or the American app before you book to make sure you're getting the configuration you expect. Sources today include Simple Flying's breakdown of American's current flagship business pricing and American Airlines' own published fare data. More aviation coverage every day at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe, fly smart, and if you're going to sit up front, at least know what you're paying for.